I hate to say it, but I'm old enough to remember when it was two-lane. I was little, but I still remember the construction and everything that was taking place, and everyone was excited about the four lanes coming through Jamestown. I would like to kind of follow up with what Dwayne said. I'd like to take a go slow approach on this. I would like to see us practice it, Bismarck practice this project. I think we could do the same thing because I have a couple of questions. If we go to this lane diet, how is the behavior of the drivers going to change? Are they going to move more of the traffic to the residential areas, making residential areas unsafe? That's one of my concerns. I don't know how the behavior of the citizens of Jamestown are going to take this. So that's one of my questions. Will the traffic back up during peak travel hours? Now, when I was teaching, I would get to school at 7 o'clock. I didn't see the heavy traffic. I got home at 6 and I didn't see the heavy traffic. Now that I'm not teaching and I'm driving at 8 o'clock and 5 o'clock, I'm seeing the traffic in Jamestown. And there is a lot of traffic on Main Street. And two lanes, you can have four or five cars backed up. One lane, those five cars are going to become 10 backed up. Traffic lights might alleviate this, but these are just some of the questions I have. We should practice it first. If it works and the people like it, wonderful. The bump outs, I would like to see those to be removable in case this doesn't work, that we don't have a lot of costs in trying to take something apart. We might be able to design something to have the bump outs there, and if it doesn't work, remove them at very little cost and return the way we were.